Part 3. Disorder, Universality, and Conceptual Closure. 8. When disorder refused to be a special case. Up to this point, one might still believe that climate science is exceptional. After all, climate is large, slow, and messy. Perhaps it requires special methods that do not generalize. This is where Giorgio Parisi enters the story, and with him, that excuse disappears. Parisi worked on systems that looked, at first glance, hopeless. Materials whose internal components were arranged randomly. Systems in which competing influences made it impossible to satisfy all constraints at once. These were not merely complicated systems. They were frustrated systems. Repeated experiments on such systems did not produce identical outcomes. Instead, they produced different arrangements, each stable in its own way, none uniquely optimal. For a long time, this behavior was treated as a kind of failure. A sign that the system had not settled properly, or that the theory was incomplete. Parisi showed that this was a misunderstanding. Disorder was not hiding the answer. Disorder was the answer. 9. Compromise as a physical principle. In ordinary materials, components align neatly. Magnets point the same way. Crystals repeat patterns. In the systems Parisi studied, that neat alignment was impossible. Some elements wanted one arrangement, others demanded the opposite. No configuration could satisfy everyone. And yet, the system did not dissolve into chaos. It settled into stable compromises. Each outcome was different, but not arbitrary. Each one persisted. From the perspective of this book's framework, this is a decisive moment. Optimization fails. Perfection is unattainable. What remains are configurations that do not break under the full set of constraints. Emergence, in this view, is not creativity. It is survivability. Parisi's work provided a language for this idea, long before it was generalized. 10. Hidden structure without design. One of the most striking aspects of Parisi's contribution is that structure appears where none was expected. These systems do not have a single ground state that everything points toward. They have landscapes filled with local arrangements, each stable enough to last, none privileged by design. The structure Parisi uncovered was not geometric in the usual sense. It was relational. Patterns existed in how the system responded to perturbation, how it remembered past states, how it moved between configurations. This aligns precisely with the framework developed earlier. Structure is defined not by what is built, but by what survives repeated testing. The system does not seek order. Order is what remains after instability has been exhausted. 11. Universality as the signature of survival. The Nobel paper emphasizes that Parisi's methods did not remain confined to exotic materials. They appeared again in biology, neuroscience, machine learning, optimization, collective behavior. This spread is often described as surprising. From the framework's perspective, it is inevitable. When different systems face similar constraints, limited information, competing demands, irreversible loss, they converge on similar solutions. Not because the details match, but because everything else fails. Universality is not coincidence. It is enforced forgetting. Once a pattern survives constraint, it can appear wherever those constraints recur. 12. Why these three contributions form one prize. At this point, the unity of the 2021 Nobel Prize becomes clear. Manabe showed that climate structure persists under simplification. Hasselmann showed that causation persists under noise. Parisi showed that structure persists under frustration. Different domains. Same logic. In each case, the core achievement was not better prediction, but the identification of what remains stable when prediction fails. Through the framework lens, this is the defining feature of law-like behavior. Laws are not imposed. They are what survive. 13. What this case study adds, and what it does not. This addendum does not strengthen the framework by authority. The framework does not depend on the Nobel Prize for validation. What this case study adds is something quieter. It shows that persistence-first reasoning was already at work, implicitly, in some of the most careful and conservative physics of the last half century. It also shows where the framework goes further. The Nobel paper describes successful methods. The framework explains why those methods could succeed at all. That distinction matters. Closing reflection. Physics once imagined itself as the art of prediction. The work honored by the 2021 Nobel Prize reflects a different maturity. It accepts that much of the world cannot be forecast in detail, yet insists that understanding is still possible. Not by chasing every fluctuation, but by attending to what remains after fluctuations have done their work. That is the same boundary this book has traced. Not the edge of knowledge, but the edge of what can persist.